We all know that in order for a person to take milk and turn it into cheese, he has to introduce an enzyme into the milk, a rennet that causes it to curdle, causes it to coagulate and turn into cheese. And already in the times of the Gemara, there was a concern that people were using the Ar HaKeva, the stomach lining of an animal, as the rennet, as the enzyme, causing the milk to turn into cheese. And obviously the problem would be a problem of basar b'chalav. If it's the stomach of an animal, which is basar, and it's now mixing with the milk and the cheese, it's going to be a problem of basar b'chalav. In addition, there was a concern that the stomach that was being used as the enzyme was the stomach of an avela, of a treifa animal, or an avela, a behemoth that didn't undergo shechita. Again, this as well would be a problem, obviously, if you're going to use cheese that was produced from such a Or HaKeva. And the Mechaber tells us that there's a very important chiluk whether the enzyme was Or HaKeva of a kosher animal or Or HaKeva of a nevela. And that is based on the following halacha. There's a concept in halacha called Dover HaMaimed. What does Dover HaMaimed mean? Dover HaMaimed means as follows. If I have, let's say, a tray for food that falls into my kosher taruvah. So I have a chicken soup, a kosher chicken soup that is cooking on the fire, and something treif falls in. So we know that the rule is tam ki'ikr, that we are afraid that the tam gets imparted into the mixture and causes it to make the entire taruvah's taste of this treif of food that fell into the taruvah. Memela, you only can eat the food if there is shishim against the tray for food that fell into the mixture. So that's the general rule, that the item asers the taruvas unless there is shishim of the dvar heter keneged the dvar is. However, there's an exception to the rule. It says the Mechaber in Siman Pei Zayin in Yerodea, when the dvar iser is considered a dover hamaimid, even if there is shishim against it, it's still going to aser the taruvas. A dover ha-maimed means that the entire existence and the entire functioning of the taruvis can only take effect if this treif of food is introduced. In other words, it's playing a very prominent role in the functioning of this taruvis. That is a dover ha-maimed. It's maimed the entire food. The food cannot exist. The food is there because of this particular treif of food. So when it's maimed, it's very, very choshev, and therefore, even if there's shishim against it, it answers the food. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if let's say you're using an enzyme that comes from a treifa animal, comes from a nevela, let's say, that didn't have a proper shechita, so even though there's shishim in the cheese against this treifa animal, the Or HaKeva, nonetheless, it answers the cheese because it's a dover ha-maimed. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if let's say it's a kosher animal, then what you're doing is you're trying to form an iser of basar b'chalav. So the basar is not inherently a dvar iser. It's only the blia of the basar that's causing an iser when it mixes together with the chalav. So then it's not as chomor since it's not inherently aser. And then if there's shishim, it will become batal and you don't have the chomor of dover ha-maimed. But if it's something that's inherently aser, such as treif, such as nevela, etc., then you have the chumrah of the ramayim, and even if there is shishim against it, it still will aser the entire cheese. Now, we are going to discuss a very interesting machlekes brought down in the Rishonim, and it's brought down la halacha and Siman Pei Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. And this is regarding the status of milk that exists in the stomach of an animal. We know that there are two places in an animal that could contain milk. One is the obvious place, the udder. The udder produces milk. That is one location on the animal that has milk. There's a second location that could contain milk, and that is a case where the animal drank milk during its lifetime, and now milk is in its stomach. So you have milk in its stomach. This is the chalav that's in the keva. And the chalav in the keva is still there after the behemoth dies, or that after the behemoth is shechted. And now, after the behemoth is dead and you take out the stomach, and there is chalav in the stomach, the question is, does that chalav that was consumed by the animal in its lifetime have this status of cholov even after it's extracted from its stomach, noch shrita, or after it's become an avela because it didn't undergo shrita, but it's dead, or does it lose its status of milk? Now, why should it lose its status of being milk? The reason why the milk in the stomach should possibly lose its status of being milk is because the acid in the stomach causes it to putrefy, it causes it to become masaruach, it causes it to also become solid, it loses its status of liquid, and it becomes very much stale and waste. And the question is, does it therefore lose its status of chalav? So this is a tremendous machlekes rishonim. Rashi holds that in all cases, it retains its status of cholov. And no matter what, even though there's acid there and it's becoming putrid and it's pirsha, nonetheless, it retains its status of milk. And therefore, says Rashi, if you have this milk sitting in the meat, sitting in the stomach for more than 24 hours, you have a shayla of kovosh kubavushal, and a blia gets transferred and it becomes usur. Or if, let's say, you are meleach the piece of meat together with the milk. You do melicha, and we know that the rule is meleach kireiseach. When you salt something, it has the equivalent status in halacha as tzli, and therefore, it would aser the entire taruvus. So again, if you assume, like Rashi, that in all cases, milk that was consumed by the animal in its lifetime and is found in the stomach after the animal is dead, and it was either nimlach together or it was kovosh there, the halacha is there's a blia that gets transferred and the entire mixture now is basar b'chalav, because the stomach is basar and that milk, if it still has the status of milk, is chalav, which causes basar b'chalav. The Rif and other Rishonim disagree, and this is also the shita of the Rambam, and the Rif and the Rambam hold that we are mekel, and we say that this milk is considered pirsha ba'amo. It's just the waste material. It's garnished. It's putrid, and therefore it lost its chashivas entirely. It doesn't have the status of milk anymore. And no matter what, when milk is found in the keva after death, it's not considered milk, and you don't have to worry about it being introduced into the mixture. So if, let's say, you have the milk from the ara keva as part of the maimid of cheese, so according to the shita of the Rambam of the Rif, it doesn't have the status of chalov. So when you're introducing that into the cheese or into the milk, it doesn't have the status of chalov. All you did is add basar. And basar, as we mentioned before, would be batel b'shishim. Only something that's inherently treif would be also b'shishim. And according to Rashi, perhaps it wouldn't be also batel b'shishim. It would be maimit, because now if it was nimlach already, or it was kovosh already, it sat in the liquid for 24 hours, it has a din of kovosh. So now it's dvar iser inherently. So now if you go and you use it to be the enzyme which causes the milk to turn into cheese, perhaps it would aser the cheese, even if there's shishim against it, because now it's inherently aser, since it already became a chefs of the basar v'chalav, and then perhaps it wouldn't be batel b'shishim, because it's a dover hamaimid. As we mentioned before, a dover hamaimid is not batel b'shishim. But akoponim, this is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. And then there's this third shita. And according to most Paiskim, this is the Iker shita l'alocha. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, it depends on what stage in life this milk is holding. At first, the milk is liquid. When it is consumed by the animal, it's liquid. And even after the animal dies, not necessarily does it turn into a solid piece of milk right away. At first, it remains liquid. It's tzolol. If it's still tzolol, says Rabbeinu Tam, it retains the status of cholov, and it fully has the status of cholov with respect to basar b'chalav. So if it's nimlach, if it is salted together with the meat, or it's kovosh together with the meat, then it would be basar b'chalav. However, once it becomes solidified, once it becomes korush, then it has the status of pirsha ba'amo, it's putrid, it's waste material, and it doesn't have the status of cholov, and it can't aser al tzbos b'cholov. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber in Simen Pei Zayin, Seif Tes, Yardaya, first brings down the shita of the Rif and the Rambam that is Mekel, and that holds that milk after it is found in the stomach is considered pure Shav Amal and doesn't have the status of milk at all, and therefore it's mutter, even though it's nimlach together with the meat, it's mutter. However, the Shulchan Aruch then says that yesh misha oiser, there is a shita that's machmir, and the Ramah paskins like the shita that is machmir. The Ramah paskins like the shita that is machmir. The question is, which shita is the shita that is being machmir? What shita is being referred to over here? Is it the shita of Rashi, which is very machmir? Rashi holds that no matter what, the cholov is considered cholov, and it asers the basal with basal cholov. Or is he referring to Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam only asers if it's soul, if it's still liquid, and not if it's solid? The Shach learns the Ramah as referring to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, no one would paskin like Rashi that it's always aser. And rather, the Ramah would be paskin lahachmir like Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's tzolol, it's cholov, and if it's in its solid state, then it's pure shemama, it doesn't have the status of cholov, and it cannot aser. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And according to the Shach, that's the ikr la'alocha. That's the ikr la'alocha like Rabbeinu Tam. However, in the next se'if, the Shach is a little bit soiser, what the Shach over here says. And the Shach in the next sif seems to bring the Shita of Rashi la'alocha. And according to the way most Achorinim understand the Shach means to say that l'chadchila, a person should be choshish for Rashi. In the Shach's opinion, l'chadchila, you should be choshish for Rashi, that all cholov that's found in the stomach is aser, because it's cholov, and if it is kovosh with the meat, or if it's nimlach with the meat, it asers it. However, the ikr la'alocha, according to the Shach, is like the Ramah, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it depends on whether it's soul or it's korosh. If it's solid, it's pure shbama, it's not cholov. If it's liquid, it is cholov. So that is the halacha regarding milk that is found in the stomach of the animal in the keva after the animal had consumed it during its lifetime. Now, the question is, if you indeed assume that this has the status of milk, milk found in the stomach after the animal is dead, is it milk or not? If you assume it is this milk on a deraisa level or only on a derabanan level? If this is cholov mideraisa or only mideraabanan, this is a machlokes between the Pri Chodesh and Aruch HaShulchan. Now, what is this based on? So the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, says that cholov shchuto is only derabanan. If you have cholov that is found on an animal that was already shechted, it's only considered cholov on a derabanan level. So what's the shaila? Zok de Pri Chodesh, that's only with respect to the cholov of an animal that has been shechted. You take cholov from its udder and it's geshachten, so that's not considered cholov on a deraisa level. However, says the Pri Chodesh, in our case, the cholov was consumed by the animal during its lifetime, and the cholov came from, let's say, a behema that's trefa, a behema that's a tmeya. The cholov was already considered a shame cholov prior to the death of this animal, prior to the shechita. It was already consumed, it already had the status of cholov, it already left a source of the cholov, it already left the original animal while this animal was alive, and therefore it doesn't have the status of cholov shechita, because it already was consumed while it had the status of cholov before this animal died. The din that cholov shchuta is derabanan is only when the cholov was produced in an animal's udder and never entered the world and never left the animal's body. That's cholov shchuta, which is only derabanan. But over here, it left the original animal's body, and therefore it's cholov deraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that this cholov as well is only derabanan, considered cholov shchuta. Any cholov that is extracted from an animal after it's dead is considered cholov shchuto, and at worst, it's only drabon. So even if you were to assume that the cholov found in the animal's stomach is usher because it's considered cholov, it would only be cholov midrabon.